if this putter came out when I bought my lab last year, I would not have bought my lab. Even though this lie angle is not adjustable, now the standard lie is 70 degrees.
Every model, whether it's a short, medium, or long, has a cambered sole.
This putter, it just feels like you put it on the ground and it's set perfectly. As soon as I hit the first putt and you just get that traditional feel that you get from the insert, I was like, this putter truly does feel better than the lab. Like I still have the DF3 in the bag. I used it this weekend in our member putted awesome. I still think this putter feels way better than a $700 lab.
Welcome back to another episode of the Loggerhead Golf Podcast. Excited for this one. As you can see in front of us, we finally have the ZT from TaylorMade.
Mm-hmm.
ZT obviously being zero torque, and this is their introduction to the zero torque family that we've kind of seen take off the last couple of years. Already has one on tour with Brian Harman when it was in the prototype stage. So obviously there's already success.
Yeah, I mean, the year of the putter kind of continues where we're seeing new styles, everybody adapting to the new, I mean, I guess it's no longer a fad, but adapting to the new zero torque style. As soon as it hit the doors, I mean, I think it looks as good as it did in pictures.
Yeah, this is the first one where I wasn't disappointed to take it out of the box.
Yeah,
you know, obviously the labs have been around, so the first, I guess you would say, imitation that has looked really good.
Yeah, and from what's come out of lab is that this supposedly is the closest to the lab in terms of full balance of any of the, I would say, brands that have tried to copy.
Yeah,
because it is fact the Odysseys are not zero torque.
They are toe up.
So they still have torque. So it's pretty cool to, and I guess since they put it in the name, it kind of has to be.
Yeah.
Right? ZT. But tell our listeners a little bit about the technology. I know about it, but.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool. Pure-roll is something TaylorMade's been known for. Obviously, the number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler, switched to pure-roll insert.
Ever heard of him?
Yeah, pretty good. The number one female in the world, Korda. Switched to a pure-roll insert, started tearing everything up. What's cool with that insert is all the grooves are at a 45-degree angle, so it doesn't matter where you necessarily strike it on the face. It's going to give you, not to be cheesy, but a pure roll.
Wow.
And a really good way to test that is if you go to about 15, 20 feet where people start getting jabby, mm-hmm. It just comes off a lot smoother.
Yeah.
This putter specifically, they have three heads. They have the one dot, which is the standard. The two dot, which is the counterbalance, and the three dot, which is the long, aka the broomstick, but can't call it that.
Yeah.
What's kind of unique, I guess the one thing I don't like is in the counterbalance and then in the broomstick or long putter, you get the KBS custom GPS graphite shaft, because with that added weight, you need stability.
Yeah, it's at 105 grams.
And the standard length putter, because these putters are not customizable yet, and we'll dig into that in a second, still has a steel shaft in it.
Mm-hmm.
And with what we've seen the last 2 years with mainly lab is the graphite shaft makes a huge difference.
I mean, across the board, we're putting in a ton of putters.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're currently dabbling with a way to put graphite in them. So
yeah,
we'll report back on that. But I think that's kind of a knock. I mean, at the price point though, they're coming in $200. Being that it is a milled body.
How much is the counterbalance? The counterbalance and long are...
I think it increases by $20 every time.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. But I believe the 35 starts at $449 compared to $649. So, I mean, $200 difference.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's been great. The kind of interesting part is the way that TaylorMade's always had this true path alignment. On this putter, they've milled it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have that white contrast that the current Spider lineup does. It's milled. And what they were trying to target with that is having this dual contrast between the silver and the black, or the anodized and the black, is even if you're not using the line to square the face up, having the dual contrast makes that face easier to stay square.
Yeah. I mean, would you say that the Spider line has probably been the most successful putter line besides... I would probably say just besides like this.
The original Whiteout. Yeah.
Or the White Hot.
Yeah, the original White Hot. I mean, when I worked for TaylorMade, we had Spider Red, Spider Black, and everybody used it, contracted or not. And then that fad kind of went away, and then...
Now it's coming back.
Now it's way back.
Well, I mean, yeah, you have Rory and his success with the Spider.
Scotty, obviously.
I mean, obviously. Goes without saying there. I guess, like, it's one of those things that it's like, are you crazy for not using a mallet?
Yeah. Well, at this point, how many victories on tour the last 4 years have been with a blade?
Tour validation isn't everything.
Yeah.
Right. But
if just, they're the best at repeating a motion and using a mallet, there's probably a reason why.
Yeah. And that's where, when this putter was finally announced that it was coming out, I mean, we've seen pictures of it now for almost what feels like a year. I was a little surprised with how big or how like squared off and big that the heads of these putters are. I was expecting a little bit of that smaller frame that the Spider has, that smaller footprint. But in terms of increased stability and all of that, it makes sense. I will be the first to say this. If this putter came out when I bought my lab last year, I would not have bought my lab. I would have 100, even though this lie angle is not adjustable. Now the standard lie is 70 degrees.
Yeah.
My lie angle is 69. So
nice.
It 1 degree doesn't make a difference for me. I can just learn to change my setup a little bit with that.
Well, and with this putter specifically, that's where it does differ from every other version.
Mm-hmm.
Every model, whether it's a short, medium, or long, has a cambered sole.
That was going to be my point. This putter just sits on the ground. Like, I didn't notice that it was, like, I could pick up any putter and know it's more upright. Any stock putter, know it's more upright. Like, the Odysseys feel like they're massively upright compared to my lab. This putter, it just feels like you put it on the ground and it's set perfectly. And that's where immediately, like, I was like, oh, like, I can 100% put this in the bag. I took it out to play last week. I took the counterbalance. I've used to putt with the counterbalance style putter. And as soon as I hit the first putt and you just get that traditional feel that you get from the insert that obviously TaylorMade's put a lot of technology into created, I was like, this putter truly does feel better than the lab. Like I still have the DF3 in the bag. I used it this weekend in our member putted awesome. I still think this putter feels way better than a $700 lab. I'll be the first to say that we truly have a clone that might perform better than the putter that created it all. I'm going out on a limb there. I'm generalizing, I should say, but
I cannot wait to read the comments on that one.
Well, I mean, I was brutally harsh on the Odysseys. I think the Odysseys is still like...
Yeah, it's just not done very well.
I think it's poorly thought out and just not executed to what it could have been. I think this has been executed and it's different.
Well, and I would say, as a former TaylorMade employee, and obviously with everything that's happened the last few years, this is the first time TaylorMade actually didn't rush something out just to be on a trend. They actually took their time with it.
That's my thing. It's like, I feel like the Odysseys was rushed.
So kudos to them.
Yeah.
With this, I mean, I'm going to be a changed person. I'm going to start with positives and not negatives.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
New for you.
New, right? They, again, taking their time, make sure that if, like, even the little details, like in the grip, the texture of the grip has the Spider logo. Changing the logo,
I think it looks great. This, I would tear this grip off.
And then, like, on the GPS shaft, what's kind of cool is going down here, it's a spider hanging off the web. So, I mean, the small details on this were awesome. And then from an engineering standpoint, individually weighting the head differently between every size, like taking that into consideration.
And that's my thing. It's like when I hold my DF3, which is a conventional, and I hold my dad's, which is a counterbalance, my dad's that's counterbalance almost doesn't feel counterbalance, right? When you pick up the counterbalance and the ZT compared to the traditional, this is way heavier, but you don't feel it all in the head. So, like, it makes perfect sense. If a longer putter should feel heavier, right?
Yep.
And that's where I noticed that, like, this just wasn't thrown together. obviously you have Justin Rose that switched into it. He's been one of the best putters on tour this year, and he's switching putters. Still
made the switch.
You know, so there's a lot to say with that, but I think, you know, you tie in the Pure Roll face. That's why ultimately the Pure Roll is why I'm giving a nudge over the Lab. I think the Lab milled insert is definitely a step in the right direction. But I just think speed control is much more consistent with this than just the standard aluminum head.
Yeah.
That's why ultimately, like, if I'm comparing model to model now, I'm telling people, like, these are the two to choose from.
Yeah.
Right. The ZT or the Lab, because there's no sacrificing anymore. And with the cambered sole, like, let's just say people that need like 34 inch and 67 degree lie, right? Like, you could cut this down enough with the camber sole, you could probably get away with the standard lie in this, right?
It'd be close.
It'll be close. It'd still be a little upright, but.
And that's kind of like, now we get to talk about the negatives.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate Trotty making the call out, because even in his video, if it wasn't for a Lab, we wouldn't even have this putter in front of us.
Correct.
So, I mean, everybody recognizes that they started this. The disadvantages of this, and this is where, in typical TaylorMade or Callaway fashion, when you've got a product this hot and you do a pre-book, what's a pre-book in our industry meant for?
To guarantee that you have the product right when it comes out.
So it's almost a way of also forecasting how many you're going to sell.
Yeah.
We have these pre-books. So big box stores obviously already have theirs, but if you order a putter today, at 35 inches, it will not ship until July.
Yeah.
So
that's still 4 weeks faster or 6 weeks faster than Lab.
Correct. But Labs are custom to order. You cannot do any customization of these putters. I know.
That's fair. So I still think it's ridiculous that Labs are 10 weeks now.
Yeah.
That's just not acceptable.
So, and then that's the second negative is if you're 6'7" and you want the traditional head, even if you put an extension in there, we're going to throw some weight off, but B, the lie angle's not going to work at that point, which Trotty also was brutally honest about. Yeah. So, like, that's kind of, I get they pushed up production. This putter was not supposed to come out until the fall, but where they took so much time to get the putter right that they fumbled on the release a little bit.
Yeah, but I'd agree. TaylorMade's also always been known for coming out with something, say it's limited, give people the option to buy it. And then as soon as it technically releases, it sold out, a.k.a. every mini driver they've released the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Right? Or limited edition, anything. So,
I mean, I guess the good news, if that's our negatives, that's a pretty good negative.
I mean, how good is the head cover? Back to the positive.
The new logo is pretty sweet, too. It's kind of like a play on the Miles Morales Spider-Man a little bit.
And obviously, I think we have other new spiders coming out soon, too. So
possibly.
Yeah, you know, like, I think it's been fun this year with putters. It's truly been fun.
Well, it's nice to see these companies actually dedicating time to helping the everyday golfer. And that's what, across the board, whether we like it or not, Zero Torque, because I'm a putting instructor, most people that have switched into these Zero Torque putters because of the shaft lean, it has helped them tremendously deliver it with better lock.
I tried going away from it. I would have to truly relearn my putting stroke from an alignment perspective if I go away from the Zero Torque style. And I tried. I'm not willing to do that.
Yeah. Well, it makes it easy.
Yep.
So overall, though, they knocked it out. Pretty happy with it.
You know, obviously, you know, with this, there's three different AI or Odyssey Zero or square-to-square style putters. You have three different models of Labs. Who else has done?
Well, you've got Axis.
That's right.
Similar. Axis. You've got Evenroll.
BGT came out with a putter.
The Paradox.
The Paradox, which that putter looks insane. I would say possibly cool. Like, that's what
we'll have to get our hands on.
I'm using insane in a positive there.
And then Peretti.
So
Scotty Cameron's got a prototype. I mean,
Ben Ann's using the long prototype.
The trickle-down effect from what Lab did is real.
It's there.
And it's not hype anymore.
Yeah.
So
there's a way for now for pretty much everybody in the public to truly kind of get themselves in this style and kind of also be able to manage where what price point they want to do it in.
And what feel they want.
Because there's a lot of like handmade, like crass, like smaller companies that custom make putters that are doing zero torque options. Like I got my Goodwood.
Yeah. Guy that made one of my putters, Mac made putters.
Yeah.
He's got his.
I have mine. So there's now truly a way, and even in general stores, to fully customizable options that you can get zero torque style, and we'll be the first to point you in that direction.
Yep.
Anything else we want to add before we get into show and tell?
No, other than the fact that they can, pretty soon they can just go on our website, and we're currently, you can order any of the Odysseys, but we're going to be adding the spiders on there soon too. Cool.
Steve Scott. I don't know if he's still in the Carolina section, but, local PGA professional, as I should say, finished second to Tiger Woods in the US Amateur, tweeted out Oakmont this week. Today's green speed 16. I did see a post that the USGA did a press conference, I think on Saturday, where they said that the green speeds are going to be from 14.4 to 14.9 every single round, no matter the weather conditions.
Good. I feel like in Star Wars Episode 3, Palpatine's like kind of sit on. It's like, good, Annie. Like
you lose me on Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm ready for the carnage. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's our one relatable week a year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Relatable?
Yeah. I watched James.
We don't get to play Oakmont.
Well, watching them chunk a wedge from 5 feet off the green is awesome.
You mean actually getting penalized for missing fairways?
Yeah. Crazy concept.
You're trying to say. Crazy concept. There's a lot of there's a lot of crying out there talking about the luck involved in players' lives when they go in the rough. It's like, well, technically there's luck. There's always been luck involved in the game of golf. I mean, how many times
that is what golf is essentially.
Exactly. Like how many times do one player hit the fairway and another player hits the same fairway and it's in a divot? That's luck, right? Or unlucky, I should say. But they're trying to say that, you know, this course might be too penalizing. Now, I will say we thought Pinehurst was going to be a little bit of a bloodbath, right?
Yeah.
Those guys tore it up. Well, two guys tore it up. We thought US Open the year before was going to be a bloodbath, right? Guys tore it up. Do we truly think these green speeds, this rough, things like that are really going to hold back the field this year? Like, do we think we're finally going to have that?
I mean, not that I've ever agreed with Brandel Chamblee, but they asked him the winning score, and it's whatever Scotty shoots.
I truly agree.
Hard not to say that because
I truly agree.
Every hard venue he's played, he's made sure to hit fairways and hit greens.
He's the most accurate golfer in the world.
So it's
strokes gained tee to green. He's the number one golfer in the world for a reason.
I think this is going to be a little bit different because a little bit of a fun fact. Do you know what par was at Oakmont when it first opened?
Negative
80.
Jesus Christ.
They had one par six, and I believe it was five par fives. And like an even par round.
They're playing as par 70, right?
I don't know. But I didn't know that. And I watched a little documentary last night that when they originally opened the golf course, it was a par 80.
Yeah.
Well, when you get it that good, I guess you don't need to
I will say, like, this is one of the course. I mean, now this course has held the most U.S. Opens, yeah. I believe. And I think it's the best. Like, I think there's a reason why we go back there. I really cannot wait to watch golf this weekend. And whoever wins, I really don't care. I do think it's Scotty and Bryson versus the field. Give me the best drivers of the golf ball. Give me the best iron players. Hopefully these new irons help out Bryson.
Yeah.
So he doesn't hook it 30 yards, which the video they posted on that, he addressed that he's hooking his irons too much. And the design, I hope he's gotten it worked out. I hope we're in for a great tournament. And we're going to see players crash out this week. Oh, my God. We're going to see guys.
How many broken drivers or wedges? What's the over-under on broken wedges around the green, like over the knee, snapping them?
I say at least four.
Four wedges? All right. I'm gonna say...
I think putters. I think we'll see a few putters.
I would say five wedges. I think Tyrell Hatton's probably going to use some creative language.
We gotta close the podcast here, okay? Winning score prediction. Go.
Four under.
Mm, okay. I was going to say mine was going to be 5. Miles, what's yours?
I think 6. I think someone's going to light it up.
I think one person will be under par. So we have 6, 5, 4.
No, I think there's 4 people.
4 people under par. I think there will be one person that's under par and they'll win by 5. We'll leave it at that. All right.
Well, cool. Well, if you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on the push bell notifications. Check out our website. We just added some new shafts on there, so some new releases. And we will catch you on the next episode.
Peace.